and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the first week in Ordinary Time, and from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, The Thoughts in Our Hearts.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. So many gathered that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralytic, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus and, after digging through it, lowered the mat the paralyzed man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now, some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, Why do you have these thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up, take your mat, and walk. But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I order you, get up, take your mat, and go home. He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. Everyone was amazed, and they praised God, saying, We have never seen anything like this. So here we see Jesus in this wonderful account. It's still in the early days of his ministry. He's left the relative anonymity of village life, and he's walked out into the open, as it were. Now, Jesus is truly human, as we know. And when Mark tells us Jesus was inwardly aware of what the scribes were thinking, this can simply mean that he's very intuitive, and no doubt very sensitive. And besides, he would have seen the opposition. He would have read it in their faces. Their faces were set against him. I'm sure many of us have been in situations where we have felt or experienced negative emotion coming at us from the person facing us. But here, Jesus does not let himself get offended by their negativity. Or does he let himself get involved in an argument? He ends it right there. Excuse me, but I have authority to do this. He turns to the paralytic and says, I order you, get up, pick up your stretcher, and walk. And the crowd is delighted. There is an important question here. Why do you have these thoughts in your hearts? Let us look at the thoughts in our hearts. Are they benevolent? Are they sympathetic? Kindly? Are they rational even? Or are they critical, unkind, hostile, harsh, mean, hard? I hope not. We are followers of Jesus. Like Jesus, we must go about doing good. Everywhere we go, we can heal. We too can bring life. And we can do this simply by a look, a word, a smile. We can be a blessing. Let's do it. We need to have good thoughts in our hearts. St. Paul has some really good advice in the letter to the Philippians. He says, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, think on these things. God bless you.